Time for Making and Eggs. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming. Charles Richardson, editorial page editor at The Telegraph, back in studio.
Good morning, Leah.
Good morning. All right. This has been an interesting, fun week for us.
Of course.
Elections-wise. Always. We had major elections for us across Middle Georgia. Voter turnout would be the deciding factor, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Did it turn out to be about voter turnout?
Well, what was funny, there were people on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That had probably never seen a Democratic ballot in their life that asked for a Democratic ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And they got them. Normally, some of the precincts that probably went 95 to 98% Republican in the past flipped and went 95 to 98% Democratic for this election. And there's only one person you can thank for that. Well, you know, you're waiting for me to say C. Jack Ellis. But he's only partially responsible for that. People also wanted to vote for Sheriff David Davis,
yes.
Who basically ran over his two opponents and had a resounding victory, almost of 80%.
Yeah.
So Ellis can't take all that credit.
The other not-so-big surprise, of course, is that Mayor Rickert will go on to serve his final term as
yes.
mayor.
This isn't funny, but Lonzie Edwards, who passed after dropping out of the race, got about 1,700 votes.
I don't even understand.
Well, you know, some people did that to honor him.
Oh, that's
So it was a nice honor, but
nice.
You know, he's not going to take office. he's taken a higher office now.
Yes, he has.
So, but Mayor Rickert will take his final turn in the mayor's office.
Okay, and I know he's talked to the Telegraph about his plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be focused around transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit more about what you think the vision will be and what kind of impact.
You know, it's Mayor Rickert. Throughout his term as mayor for the county commission mm-hmm. and mayor of the city, has always talked about transportation. When he first took office as mayor, he tried to push the Atlanta to Macon rail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the facets of what he's talking about now. The governorship at the time really didn't want to hear that because it's an expensive project. But Mayor Rickert is still pushing it. Now, all I will say is that I didn't think consolidation was ever going to happen either. Who knows at some point where the groundwork is laid deep enough that at some point we might have high-speed rail between Atlanta and Macon. If that ever does happen,
mm-hmm.
Macon will blow up.
You know, there is this other race, the Georgia State House race for House District 142.
Mm-hmm.
And this is turning out to be a race that may not be over. Gerald Harvey,
right.
He lost to Miriam Paris by mm-hmm. 9% of the vote.
Right.
And he's talking about suing someone else was on the ballot.
That had been ruled that he didn't live in the district long enough.
Yeah.
So they counted some of his votes, although he was not there. He was on the ballot, but it was too late to take his name off of the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, well, he shouldn't have been on the ballot, but I don't think he's going to be able to get that changed. The most exciting race to me was not in Bibb County.
Oh.
It was in Monroe County for the county commission chair. Mike Bilderbeck has been the chair for a while, but he's also the one that spent a lot of Monroe County money in the Bibb County, Monroe County dispute,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in the area of $5 million. And this, I think, was a referendum on how people in Monroe County feel about their money being spent over something that should have been settled a long time ago.
Mm.
So you're paying a lot of money out to lawyers for something that really was settled three chairmen ago. And now it's going to be four.
Oh, goodness. The other thing that we should talk about, the results of the election came in so late. The polls closed at 7 p.m.
That's correct.
What happened there?
Well, we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to find out. I think you're going to have a case where the local office here is going to blame the Secretary of State's office. But something is obviously not working right in the Bibb County Board of Elections. I don't know what that is yet,
mm-hmm.
but It could be that we had more than the usual amount of provisional ballots. That always slows things down because they have to be counted last. And there's all kind of procedures you have to go through. But we didn't have a single precinct posted until after 10 o'clock. And that's just bad.
Yeah. That's, I mean, really late.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, I'm getting old. You know, I can't stand the suspense. You know.
All right. Well, we will be watching for July 26th.
Now, you can't blame the local people on this date. You have to blame your state legislators and state senators for this. But you have absentee ballots. Those will be available. You'll have early voting and all of that. So there's still no excuse for any voter not to vote.
All right. Well, that will do it for us for this week. We'll be back again next week. For the full conversation, you can go to Macon.com or GPBnews.org. All kind of websites.
All kind of
places. Just go somewhere.
On your phone, your iPad, your this, your that, desktop, you name it, we're there.
All right. All right. We'll talk again.